Welcome to Hot Wax Album Reviews. I'm John the Rock Doctor. These are excerpts from reviews I've just published online at gonzookanagan.com. The purpose of this podcast is to let you hear some of the music I'm talking about, a cut from each album. This way you can decide if it's worth adding to your collection or playlist. Well, let's get started. My first review for today, live from El Paso by Laura Tate. This is an independent release and it gets 4.5 stars out of 5. Live from El Paso is Ms. Tate's fifth album overall after 4 studio records. A live best of, if you like. She's a remarkable singer with a striking voice, pure tone, and relaxed delivery as her band of top LA area musicians swing effortlessly behind her. The end result is an uplifting, feel-good, artistically superior album. Key cut, a terrific remake of The Boys Are Back in Town. It's Laura Tate on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Guess who just got back today? Wild-eyed boys that's been away, haven't changed, hadn't much to say. But man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. Spread the word around. The boys are back in town. To dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she got. And when I say she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was scheming. That night over Johnny's place, well, this chick got her. Slapped Johnny's face. And we all fell about the place. Yeah, the boys. are back in El Paso.
My next album review is Blood in the Water from Flotsam and Jetsam. This is on the AFM label, and it gets 3.5 stars out of 5. Fans of old-school thrash metal are probably up on these guys. Blood in the Water is F&J's 14th album, and it lives up to their legend and legacy. Punishing drums power monolithic walls of guitar for maximum melodic violence. To my ears, it feels like Iron Maiden and maybe Judas Priest made a deal with Cannibal Corpse. A little intense for an old bastard like me, but not so far out there that I can't get into it. Key cut, Walls. Here's Flotsam and Jetsam on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Sky is clear.
Up next, All This Time Running from Craig Cardiff. It's on the True North label, and it gets 5-plus stars out of 5. Few things untie the knots in your row better than a good singer-songwriter album. All This Time Running is Craig Cardiff's first album of new songs in 6 years and his first for True North. Knowing the label and its founder as well as I do, and having spent the evening listening to this, I know they're a good fit. The press calls this an artistic triumph, and they're right. All This Time Running is the perfect album for when you're thinking about stuff and trying to figure things out, as many of us have done over the last year or so. Key cut, The American. It's Craig Cardiff on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
Much about you and the dream you killed a bird and saved my life. And the iron felt cold, the car killed in gear. Always feel your way through both sides, honey. Oh, well, and I've been worried a little, but too much about you and the dream. The moon spilled out of the sky, and the moon sings the sun, cried both to sleep. Both sides have given it up to your need. Well, I don't wanna know. Sings a song, cries himself to sleep. Both sides have given it up to your knees. So I called you out, how it made me feel. The American, this dream is a deal. About you in the dream, we killed the bird. You came my way. The moon sings itself. Told you how it made me feel. I don't wanna know. They don't wanna know. I don't wanna know.
My fourth album review today, Whole Nother World by Patty Parks. This is on Viztone and Booga Music, and it gets 4 stars out of 5. A riveting blast of blues here from the soulful belter. Winner of Western New York's Nightlife Magazine Blues Award as Best Female Vocalist for her debut album, Cheatin' Man, in 2013, Whole Nother World shows every intention of setting the blues world on fire. And you know what? It very well might. Key cut, it's a man's man's world. Here's Patty Parks on the Hot Wax Album Reviews Podcast.
This is a man. It's a man's world. Ooh. It'd be nothing if not for our God. You see,
colors over the world. Man made a train to carry heavy load. Man made electric lights to keep us out of the dark. Like Noah made the ark. This is a man's world. Little baby boys. Man makes them happy, 'cause he makes them toys. Man makes money to buy from another man. It's a man's world. It's a man's world.
My final review for today is The Devil is a Gambler by Hellrider. This is on Rock of Angels Records, and it gets 3.5 stars out of 5. This is where traditional heavy metal and black metal collide. Hellrider is the brainchild of Gravedigger's Chris Boltendahl on vocals and guitarist Alex Ritt. It's heavy, it's relentless. It's what Chris and Alex call dirty, kick-ass heavy metal. The Devil is a Gambler, it's safe to say, is maximum heaviosity. Key cut, it's the title cut. The Devil is a Gambler. Here's Hellrider on the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast. We'll be right back. That was the Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast for this week. Thanks for listening. Questions or comments, come find me on my John the Rock Doctor Facebook page. Many thanks to everyone that sends me the cool music I come here to tell you about each week here on the podcast and in my column at gonzookanagan.com. See you next week with another Hot Wax Album Reviews podcast.